The Volume.
The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bet with any college basketball bet. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Shannon. New customers can bet $5 and get $150 instantly in bonus bets. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code Shannon. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us again for another episode of Nightcap. I am your favorite Unc, Shannon Sharp. He's your favorite number 85, route runner extraordinaire, Bengal Ring of Fame honoree,
yes,
a legend, Liberty City's own.
Legend.
The Bengals. He was a pro bowler. He's an all pro. Mm-hmm. And he's one of the great wide route runners of all time.
Whoa. Let's get it right.
What up? Oh, choke.
No. The greatest route runner of all time, period.
I still got
Matter
Jimmy.
Fact,
I got Jimmy.
You know what we can add to that? When we do my intro, I need you to do my intro like they like Buffer. What's his name? Michael Buffer? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need you to do it like that. And you know, I want you to say the greatest route runner and entertainer of all time.
One of the great route runners in NFL history. Please make sure you subscribe to Nightcap podcast feed. You can listen to Nightcap through the Club Shay Shay feed, but we would greatly appreciate it if you subscribe to the Nightcap podcast feed. Thank you guys again for selling out Shay by LaPortier. We have pinned the link to the at the top of the chat. We're taking pre-orders only. We got a shipment in, and we should be able to fulfill all orders. But thank you again. Ocho, let's not waste any time. It's time for our first segment of the night, and it's called a news cap.
News cap. News cap.
John Mara told Saquon Barkley he was sick of his Giants exit. John Mara texted Saquon Barkley what it felt like to see him leave the Giants. Mara said today, pretty quickly after the signing period, I told him I was sick about losing him. He told me he was a class act, and it was very nice exchange we had. WTF, Ocho. That's all I got to say for right now. I'm going to let you take it away. WTF.
Listen. As owners, I'm not sure. All that shucking and jiving, that's what I call it. That's that shucking and jiving. Now, if you really appreciated and valued Saquon Barkley, he would have gotten the contract. Listen, when you're dating someone and you value that individual, you pour into them. There's a certain type of upkeep that is required and comes with it when you care about something in general. You show that. You show that. So with John Mara had the ability to take care of Saquon Barkley and show him how he really felt about him.
He did show it. That's why he had Philly.
My point exactly. So I'm sure Saquon probably saw this, and I hope he understands, able to read through the lines, and that is all I call it, smoke and mirrors. Because if you really cared about me and you really valued me as a player, there's no way in hell I would be in goddamn Philly, and we would have took care of me last year because you know what I bring to the table as an offensive weapon. And the fact that your running back was probably your best offensive weapon and he didn't want to take care of him, let you know how he really felt about you. And that's where it counts. That's where it counts. When an organization really cares about a player, you know how they show you they care?
Money.
That checkbook.
Years.
That checkbook. Yeah. Listen, you know, when you're dating somebody, you know how women are. You know, one of their love languages is
gifts.
Gifts. So how do you show them you care about? You care about them? Yeah. You spend what? Your money. Mm-hmm. That's life. That's the way it goes in all types of businesses. When it's time for a pay raise, if you're doing your goddamn job and your boss is appreciative of what you bring to the table and what you've done for that corporation or that entity, you know how they show you? Money.
Yeah, for sure.
And that goddamn bull jabbing, sending me a goddamn text message after I'm gone, selling me that goddamn dream. Nigga, please.
I wouldn't even respond it. I wouldn't.
I would have blocked that number so fast. Stop playing.
Because, Ocho, what we know is that when we deal with guys like a Saquon, and you deal with a guy that's getting $100 million, everything goes all the way to the top of the flagpole, which is the owner.
Yes, sir.
And then it comes back down to general manager, then to the coaches. Okay, we're going to do this deal. For Saquon Barkley to be on the other team, you're not sick. You're upset because your fans are giving you the business after you gave, and we're going to talk about this in a second, Ocho, what you did for Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
That's what, you're not sick that Saquon left, because if you wanted Saquon, as you said, Ocho, the deal would have gotten done last year.
Yeah.
You're not sick.
Nah, not
because
at all.
Even, and I made the analogy, even if you love your girl and you don't put a ring on it, you make sure she knows how much you love her. You take care of everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Baby, don't worry about it. What you need? You need your apartment taken care of? I got that. Or your house? I got that.
Yeah.
Your car? I got that. Here's maintenance. For your daily upkeep, for your monthly upkeep, I got all that.
Yeah.
I'm showing you, although I haven't put a ring on it, made the long term, I'm making a commitment to let you know.
No.
Okay. He F with me.
Yeah.
He F with me.
No second thoughts.
Ain't no second thoughts.
At all.
Ain't no second thoughts. All this talking, oh, I'm sick. No, you're not sick. Man, don't do that. Hopefully the fans are not falling for this, that this man is sick, that Saquon left. Stop. When you and you alone, hold on. Now, this is what I don't get, Ocho. Now, I remember when the anthem protest was going on, and Colin Kaepernick, he made it abundantly clear that he was in charge. Yeah. There was no ifs, ands, and buts about it.
Yeah.
The buck stopped at his. He was reading the emails.
Yeah.
He was reading the letters. And he was letting reassuring the fans that he was also disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Now come to find out it's the general manager. Now all of a sudden it come to find out it's Brian Daboll. Mm-hmm. He got no control, although his dad, Wellington Mara, founded the Giants.
Yeah.
Now, I understand it's a 50-50 partnership. The Tishes also are 50% owner. But John Mara is the face of the Giants.
Yeah, and,
but he has no say that Saquon Barkley is in Philly. He's sick.
Man, stop playing, man. Listen, it's the game that they play.
How you tell your girl, Ocho, you sick, baby? I am so hurt that we're no longer together.
Yeah.
You could have did something about it.
Yeah, most definitely. The thing that you're supposed to do about it is when you're together, you're supposed to do right. You're supposed to do right. That's all. It's simple. It's simple. It's not that hard. We understand that the value of the running back position is not viewed the way it once was. How about you come out and just be honest with Saquon in your text message? Listen, the way things are viewed now at this position, it made it hard for me to give you the value and pay you what you're worth. Simple.
Well, you can't be sick.
That's it. That's all you had to say. Be honest. You don't have to do all that shucking and jiving and lying about, oh, I'm sick. Oh, I'm sad you gone. Man, pussy, you should have paid him. Oh shit, my bad. I'm thinking I'm talking to my homeboys. My bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you are talking to your homeboy. We just live, you know, I'm sorry. In the chat.
I lost myself. My bad. I lost myself. My bad.
So that's how you feel about him, huh?
No, my bad. Chat, excuse me. I didn't really mean John Mayer in general, just the fact that the situation in itself, like, come on with the bullshit. Now, don't run no game on me. Now, if you're going to pay me, pay me. If you're not, you're going to let me walk. Don't send me no goddamn messages, you know, after we break up. Talk about, oh, you miss me. Man, stop playing with my top.
Yeah, for real.
Don't play with my top like that, man. That's insulting. Saquon, I hope Saquon blocked him. Saquon, I hope you see this. Block him. Even playing with you like that, man. Oh, now I'm sick. Now I'm hurt. That's like your girl leave you. That's like your girl leave you for somebody else. And boom, and she see, but damn, this ain't what I thought it was. I mean, I thought the grass was green on the other side. And you try to, she tried to spin the block. Man, stop playing with me, man.
No,
peanut head ass from over here.
I'm going to do you one better.
Come on, talk to me.
Y'all not together no more. She with her dude.
Right.
And she hit you. You know you still the love of my life. Get the fuck out of here. I don't want to hear that bull, John. You with the love of your life.
Yeah.
Because if I was the love of your life, you'd have stayed your monkey ass over here with me.
Show,
I'm not the love of your life.
Show,
you with the love of your life.
Yeah.
But you're going to try to play it off. Uh-uh.
Yeah.
No. Stay over there. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about that. Worry about it.
O'Shea going to be all right over here. But.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They
just remember. Hey, I'm going to be like Michael Jackson. Do you remember the times?
Yeah.
When we fell in love, okay.
Yeah.
I feel like you fell a lot out of love with O'Shea.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Hey, O'Shea, I'm a little shook up right now.
Right. Right,
like Elvis said, I'm always shook up. I'm a little shook up right now, Ocho.
Yeah. We're gonna get over that though. We're gonna get over that.
As my grandfather used to say, boy, sunshine follows rain.
Yes.
It rained 40 days and 40 nights.
Mm.
It's never rained like that again.
Mm.
And guess what? On the 34th day, the sun came out.
And once that sun come out, you already know what time it is. It ain't no looking back. And I got my shades on.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. You're going to read about me. You're going to see me. You're going to be sick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now
you're talking. I ain't going to try to get back at you.
Yeah.
Because I can't get ahead trying to get back at you.
Mm.
I can't do that. I can't get ahead.
Listen.
Oh, so how I get ahead? Because that means, see, it was you back there.
Right.
And I'm trying. I got to go back there to try.
Nah, we ain't doing that.
No, no, no.
We ain't doing that. Because you can't see where you're going if you got to look through the rearview mirror.
Yeah, man, I need to be ashamed. But he also said this. Even though they signed Daniel Jones to a $160 million deal last year, John Mara said he's given general manager Joe Schoen and Brian Daboll the green light to draft a quarterback if they desire. The Giants hold the sixth pick in an especially strong quarterback draft. Mara said if they fall in love with the quarterback, and believe that it's worth it with the pick number six or moving up, I certainly would support that. Now all of a sudden, you the owner again, and you give them your blessing. To move up in the draft or stay pat and get a quarterback.
Yeah.
But you had no say whether or not Saquon Barkley got an opportunity to stay. You see that bull job, Ocho?
That's what I'm talking about. They move the goalpost depending on who the topic is or what the position is. Obviously, we understand the importance of the quarterback position in the NFL because as your quarterback goes, your team goes. We understand that. Now, again, with this goddamn draft class, I understand where he's coming from. We got some special fellas out there. I'm not sure there's anybody that's going to be there at six because I think the best one's going to be off the board by the time six come. That's what I'm thinking.
But what did he say? If you love somebody, you can move up.
Yeah.
In other words, you can mortgage the future.
Yeah.
To get what we need today.
Yeah, but listen.
But he couldn't. But Saquon, it broke me. I'm all shook up. Man, it broke my heart. I'm sick.
I
hate this.
I don't like when they play them games like that.
Nah, man, don't do that.
Be honest for a change. I would love for an owner to be like that for a change. Send Saquon a text and be like, man, listen, man. I love you. I like what you've done for us, but we don't really value the running back position.
Yes.
The way we once did. So I really, really couldn't pay you the kind of money you wanted. So we wanted you to play on the franchise tag until we found a team willing to trade for you. And we did just that. So simple. That's it. I wish you the best of luck in Philly and case closed. Not going about your business.
Thank you.
Tell me the truth. Even if it hurt me. Yes. Even if it hurt me. If you don't want to be with me more, let me know.
Yes. And keep it a
let me know.
Hey, keep it a stack.
Yeah.
Ocho, you know what make me, when women talk about, well, I just need to find myself. Self isn't something you find. Self is something you create. I didn't find Shannon Sharp. I created it.
Come on now.
What you see at this moment, I created this. I didn't find this.
Yes, sir. Come on, Preacher.
I just, you know, I just need to find me some happiness.
Right.
You create happiness.
Yes,
where
right.
do you find it? Tell me the place happiness is. Mm. You can go any place you want to, but if you're not happy inside, you're just a miserable person That's in right. paradise.
And matter of fact, and don't put the goddamn onus of keeping you happy on me. I don't want that responsibility. I don't want that responsibility where I have to keep you happy. That shit start with you.
Yes.
Every morning you wake up, you look in that goddamn mirror, and you got to be happy. It ain't got nothing to do with me. Because if you put that responsibility on me, she.
How do you find happiness in another person?
Come on, man.
He don't know what you're experiencing. He or she doesn't know what you're going through moment.
We're supposed to read minds sometime. Sometimes you got to read a mind. Sometimes you got to read body language. You got to go through hoops and hurdles to understand what's going on. I mean, we all off topic, but that's a good one.
What we're trying to say is that you and I are both upset because in one breath, he had no control over Saquon leaving. In the same breath, he gave one quarterback $160 million, $40 million a year just last year. But if you want to take a quarterback with the sixth pick in the draft, which you own, to move up to mortgage later, the future, you have my blessing. So they had your blessing to do that, but they didn't have your blessing to sign Saquon? Yeah. So that's what you're telling me. Let him go.
Man.
We don't value the position. Okay, you don't value me. It's okay. I'm okay. You believe that you can find someone that can do the job that I was doing cheaper or better than I can do it. I can't begrudge. Ocho, the Broncos let me go.
Right.
The Ravens released me. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way I look at it, I'm not disappointed that I got released.
Right.
I'm disappointed that you actually think you can find somebody to do what the F I do better than what I can do it.
Mm. Have they found somebody yet?
Come on, stop playing.
Have they found somebody yet? Think about it.
Do what I do?
Have they found somebody yet? Think about it.
See, I'm more than just stats.
Yes, sir.
I'm more than just stats. You can't quantify my value with just stats, what I do on the field. You better think about how I keep the locker room tidy.
Yeah.
You better think about how I talk to the guys and make sure they're ready to play. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. More than just a number. More than just 84.
Yes.
It's more than just that. Hey, listen, they'll never see the value in us the way we see each other, though. They'll never see that side. They'll never see that side. It's always business at the end of the day. And that will never change. No matter how many times they smile in your face, no matter how many times they shake your hand, no matter how many text messages they send you, it's always business at the end of the day.
All I'm saying is this, Ocho, is that if I'm an athlete in today's time, I'm thinking my side hustle. I'm not waiting to, because I think a lot of mistakes, and I've told athletes this, I say a lot of mistakes that you make, you wait until you're in the final year and you say, well, Shannon, I want to do TV. Okay, so what TV has you done in the first 10 years of your career? Mm-hmm. The first 13 years?
Right.
When they ask you to come by the radio, the TV station, and host a segment on sports, go do it.
Yeah.
Hell, out of the way. Call me, I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon, can you come by on Friday night? We'd like to have an athlete. I'm there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, Shannon, we'd like to have what do you think about doing a radio show? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Build a relationship.
Yeah.
Got a guy now, he runs iHeart. He was my producer. And in Denver when I had a radio show.
Right. So I had
every week. Hey, just sitting there. Hey, as a matter of fact, it was me and Scott Hastings. What's up, Scotty?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying, Ocho. Yeah. I was built, even though I didn't know I was going to be as far into the media as I am.
Right.
But I was just preparing myself just in case someone says, okay, here's an opportunity.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, that's it.
Yeah.
Ain't no such thing as luck. Luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity.
Yes, sir.
If you're prepared, the opportunity presents itself. Some says it's luck.
Mm-hmm. Ah, man, that's crazy.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Check this out, Ocho. Here's another one. Jerry Jones goes from all in.
Oh, wait, come on, man. Wait a minute. Whoa.
Hold on. Check this out. What he said, Ocho.
Again?
Ocho, you got it. No, check this out. What he said. Jerry Jones goes from all in to needing to win with less. The Cowboys were all in February, but in March, not so much. Jerry Jones says, I've been more all in before by any definition, and I have more all in to make the run back to the line of scrimmage than I have to run for 50 yards. It took more than all in to just to get back to the line of scrimmage than it did to run 50 yards. Sometimes that is a bigger challenge. That is really the gist of what we're about this year. We've got to get it done. I think we've been in a situation where we really can get it done with lesser. More doesn't necessarily mean beat Green Bay. Man, y'all seen Jerry actually thought he was writing a dissertation on that legal notepad, and y'all saw what was on it.
You know what? I want to apologize to the most important figure in the Cowboys franchise right now, and Dak Prescott. I just want to say, Dak, I know you're going to see this. Bro, I love you. I love you dearly. You know how I feel about you. You know when I see you. But the fact that you have to deal with that, I feel for you. You know, for someone that doesn't actually love the game the way you think he should love the game and understand what I need to do to make sure my team that I run so I can get the credit for, he really doesn't get it yet. And the fact that you have to deal with that and smile at that and really understand how he feels about you and knowing that he's still not going to change and still won't get from in front of the camera so you can do the job that you need to do without the added pressure from the top. Dak, I love you, bro. At some point, we just talked about this last night. We just talked about bulletin board material that is adding unneeded pressure to a team that has not achieved the greatness that you once had in 94, 95, and 96, whatever the years were.
Mm-hmm.
Stop talking about it. Just you don't have to. There's nothing else to say. Cowboys fans, I apologize to y'all as well. I apologize because you shouldn't have to endure this shit. You shouldn't have to. Any other owners having, you know, I know, it's just like, come on, man. This Jerry's supposed to be on his yacht somewhere. Jerry's supposed to be on his yacht somewhere, enjoying yourself, enjoying your off time, allowing the players, you know, to do what they do. Like, come on, Jerry.
Does he realize just a month ago, after the loss to Green Bay, he came out and said, we're all in. We was trying to think, okay, all in, that means they're going to be big in free agency. They're going to make sure they sign their guys. Obviously, Micah is at the front of the list. CeeDee Lamb needs to be a guy they need to take care of. Dak Prescott's contract, even though it went from $59 million to $55 million because his roster bonus was turned into a signing bonus. Two boardable years were added to spread that out to give him some relief. But here we are right now. You look at they signed Eric Kendricks. They lost Dorrance Armstrong. They lost Tyler Biotis. They lost Dante Fowler. They lost Tony Pollard. I think they re-signed Jordan Lewis to a one-year deal, their long snapper to a one-year deal. Mm-hmm. But a lot of depth guys are gone now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think Jerry actually forgot that he said they're all in. Now, he came back and tried to walk that back.
Right.
Says, hey, what we mean is that we're going to sign all our players. Now he's saying we need to win with less. How the hell are you going to win with less when you couldn't win with more?
More, yeah. Yeah. Now, what they do have to do is they have to take care of the three-headed monster. You have to take care of your nucleus. Okay, for one, that's Dak Prescott. That's a no-brainer. CeeDee Lamb, that's a no-brainer. Micah Parsons, that's a no-brainer. But at some point with the cap, the way the cap is going up, I don't know the numbers. I'm not sure where they are as far as cap space.
The cap is $255 million this year.
Okay, but what they can do is they can fill some other spots, get some depth, even though you lost players. There are many, many good players that can be an acquisition and help that team this year, whether it be on the offensive side of the ball, whether it be on the defensive side of the ball. I know they need a number two. I know that. I know they need another corner. I know that.
They released Michael Gallup. Obviously, with the neck injury, it became prohibitive for Kyle Vander Esch.
Yeah.
To play. So he retired. He was released, and he later retired. Mm-hmm. And so you're right. They need a number two. It's going to be very, very interesting that you're talking about winning with less when you said you were all in, meaning more. So I don't know where Jerry is all over the board. This is what he also said. He also said he doesn't regret playing Ezekiel Elliott, a massive money for a running back. Rather, he believes his lesson from that part of what makes him the best option for the Cowboys GM. What I can do for our fans is learn from what we did with Zeke. I can learn. I can look back and make the comparison, and I'm more likely to learn from that than some new face. I really am. I believe that as long as I can do my homework and I got my energy. First of all, you're not doing any homework, Jerry. The scouts, they're preparing all the notes. You're doing limited. You're a businessman. You're not a football guy. I'm not so sure Jerry Jones knows the difference between a screenplay and a screen porch at this point.
I'm confused. So he can learn from the situation with Ezekiel Elliott, but he can't learn that maybe I need to take a back seat and maybe the results that we're looking for in bringing a Lombardi back to Dallas, maybe I'm in the way. Oh, we don't see that.
Nope. He doesn't see that. He ain't trying to see. Remember now, Ocho, I told you the blindest man is the one that cannot see It's the one that chooses not to see.
Mm.
Sometimes you lose your ability of sight.
You know what
I think? But if it's mm-hmm. there and you choose not to see it,
mm-hmm.
when you have a choice
mm.
and you choose not to see, you're the blindest of the blind.
You know what could happen, but I know it wouldn't. I mean, it's impossible. It's impossible for that many people to band together. And if the Cowboys want change outside of the players and organization, the fans would have to do something. The fans in Dallas would have to do something if they really want change. You know what? Hell, first home game, don't motherfucking show up. Watch that bitch from home. Everybody, watch it from home. Watch it from home. And watch what happened. And watch what I guarantee you there will be some changes starting at the top. Mm-hmm. Well, Jerry, you know what? Obviously, I think at this point they are sick of you. You know how we know they're sick of you? Because it's only 3,000 people. Jerry's world. it's only 3,000 out there. I'm just saying. Because
yeah.
if the bottom line will always be what the bottom line is, as long as the money is still churning,
mm-hmm.
even though the results are not what you want, and the fans are still showing up every Sunday when you got a home game, ain't nothing gonna change. And he's made that abundantly clear.
The Cowboys have some of the most devoted.
Oh, yeah. Very great fan
base. Loyal, fervent.
Great fan base.
Fans out there.
Great fan base.
So the likelihood of them not going to a game, that probably not going to happen.
And this is the problem. Did you hear what you just said? One of the most loyal and devoted fan bases of all 32 teams. Mm-hmm. So they're deserving of the shit that they get for being as loyal as they are, and they're not getting it. So how do you change that? Because I'm not a Cowboy fan. I'm a fan of the players that are on that team. How do you get that? Because you got somebody that refuses, that think it's a goddamn reality show. That's how he's run. It ain't no damn reality show. Come on, Jerry. Go relax. This. Kick your feet up, man. Get your martini, a mimoso. Get your drop lemon or whatever it is that, you know.
Lemon drop.
You know, man, whatever. Whatever them rich folks
drop tackle
drinking.
Is what you're talking about. There's a difference between a drop tackle and a lemon drop, but we get it.
Hey, you know, I'm just throwing the names. It's jogging my memory. I'm just, Jerry.
You want a sugar rim on your lemon drop?
A who?
A sugar rim.
You talk about above the rim. I saw that movie. That was a good movie with Tupac. Yeah, man. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't have any answers. I don't have any answers because you know we're not going to listen to us. So I'm talking and going in one ear and out the other. Like, who the hell am I? Jerry ain't going to listen to me, but I'm just saying the fans need to do something. They need to do something because they're going to get the same results week in and week out and year in and year out because until they take a stand and say, you know what? We sick of this as fans. We're tired. Stop telling us what's going to happen. Stop telling us what you're going to do and just do it. Don't show up and watch what happens.
But, you know, he got a $225 million yacht. It's 357 feet long. Bravo Eugenia. That's his wife's name. He calls her Jeannie.
Yeah.
Named after his wife.
Mm. Wait, he named the yacht after his wife?
Yes.
Oh, that's some Wolf of Wall Street type shit. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure, I'm finna go get me. I'm finna go get me a yacht too.
Yay.
Yeah.
Who can I put on a bass boat? Cause that's about the biggest thing. I don't really be doing the boats, Ocho.
Right.
You know, the first boat ride kind of got my people shook up. So I heard about the first boat ride. I'm good.
I feel you right. Listen, I live in Miami and I won't be on the water. I live in Miami and I'm never on the water. It's weird. I don't take advantage. And I always see people like come to Miami. Oh, I want to get on the yacht. I want to do this. Damn. Hell, nah, I'm good. I'm good. Cause I just something about the water. And like, I went to school on the beach all my goddamn life. I went to North Beach Elementary on South Beach. I went to Nautilus where my grandma taught on South Beach. I went to Miami Beach Senior High on South Beach. So I was sick of being by the beach by the time I was a little older to do some of the fun activities. I ain't been on the water in years.
Right. It's, Jerry. Owner Woody Johnson of the New York Jets vows that if they can't trade Zach Wilson, they're going to keep him. Last month, criticized Wilson's 2023 performance, walked back those comments, says, if we don't trade him, we're going to keep him. He called Wilson a valuable asset. The Jets are looking to upgrade the backup position, signed Tyrod Taylor, 34 years of age, 2 years, $12 million. Mm-hmm. Robert Saleh called Taylor an elite locker room presence.
Yeah, I like that. I like Tyrod. I like Tyrod. I love
Tyrod. They like Tyrod more than they like your boy Zach.
Yeah, understanding, you know, Tyrod's resume has been not as impressive as I'd like, but he's been very efficient when he's had the opportunities to play. I like Tyrod. I think he's gotten the short end of the stick, you know, during his career. Obviously, the incident with the punctured lung, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the Chargers.
With the Chargers when that happened. But, you know, as far as Zach is concerned, again, the Jets, the organization, doing right by him, doing right by any quarterback that's been a part of that organization. Every quarterback has seemed to have fallen short in that area. And it's just, in this time, I still can't blame Zach Wilson. I just can't. He can't be Superman. He can't be Superman. You have to do right by that individual. And he just...
Hell, he be Clark Kent?
I mean, he could be
most
that.
Most of the time, he'd be playing like Lois Lane.
I mean, well, shit, you'd be like Lois Lane, too, if every time you drop back, they was on your head, you know? But I'm not here to talk about anybody. I love Zach. I think he just went into a rough situation, and it wasn't a situation in his favor, especially from an offensive perspective. And I've been doing it all year, Unc. You know, I'm a praise young bull, man, to the end of time. And I think that if it was a better situation, we would have got to see the Zach Wilson we were used to seeing. Or the Zach Wilson I saw at BYU, that motherfucker was electric.
The one that you only saw for 1 year?
Yeah, he was awesome. Zach Wilson was that boy. And he still is that boy. He just got a tough situation, you know, with the Jets, you know. So it is what it is.
Even an alley cat will find a whole chicken in the trash every once in a while. He ain't gonna always find scraps, Ocho.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good
one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. But listen, you know. Yeah,
I do know.
I told you again, nigga. Jesus and the 12 disciples could have came down there. Jesus could have played goddamn quarterback for the Jets. Nah, it wouldn't have worked. Huh? Yeah. Hey, listen, he turned water into wine.
Yeah,
but playing quarterback for the Jets. Mm-mm. It wouldn't have worked.
Check this out, Ocho. The NFL approved. We understood. We talked about this last night. The hip drop tackle officially been banned.
Yeah.
Unanimous approval.
Yeah.
But there's also a new rule. The NFL approves a rule change for a successful challenge attempt awarded to a team third attempt. So therefore, if you get the first two successful,
you're
granted the third attempt.
I like that. That's dope.
I love it. I love it.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. Especially, you know, your eye in the sky talking to you. And let you know, listen, we need to throw that red challenge flag in there, sure of it. That can be very advantageous for teams offensively. Well, and defensively, based on the scenario, based on, you know, what's going on in the game.
Right.
So I like
it. Because here's the thing, Ocho. So you going to punish me. Mm-hmm. You F up twice.
Yeah.
I get them both right. And now I'm out of challenges because you F'd up.
Yep.
Nah, hell nah. Give me another one. Because I know y'all going to do it again. You're 2-for-2, so you're trying to go perfect 3-for-3. So let me get a challenge to F you up.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the rule change. It should have always been like that. I hope basketball goes to that. You get a one challenge. If you get it right, you should get a second one.
Second one, yeah.
Check this out, Ocho. Brandon Ayuk posted a cryptic message amid ongoing contract extension talks. This morning, 49ers GM John Lynch dispelled any notion of San Francisco trading the star wide-eye. Mm-hmm. Nothing is going on there. We've actively talking to Brandon, trying to figure some things out. Mm. Ayuk posted
a
cryptic story on Instagram.
You want me to break it down for you?
He basically said, money
talks and that bullshit walk. Y'all stop playing with my time. Why do they always do this? We got to fight tooth and nail for our money. Yeah. We always got to fight tooth and nail for our money. But when it comes to the quarterback position, oh, man, they knocking down your goddamn front door with the money.
Yeah, but he looked like he might be good in 2 years, Ocho, so let's go ahead and pay him now.
Yeah, Listen, Brandon Ayuk, the resume, it's on film. The resume is on film. We saw what he can do. One of the better of the route runners and ball catchers in the NFL today. What is there to talk about? Ain't shit to talk about at all. I'm not sure what Brother Lynch, you know, who I respect dearly.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Turn on the film. The work has been put in. If you don't want him, let him know.
Let him know.
Man, listen, I don't think things aren't going to work out. We love what you did for us, but we're thinking about going in a different direction. Maybe drafting somebody young that might not give us the same production, but the money you're looking for, we really don't want it to go into that area. Let's talk like that.
You should have traded him because you already knew you got Kittle making top two tight end money.
Yeah.
You got Debo making great money.
Yeah.
Now, what's the likelihood you're going to have three guys making top money at a skill position?
What, four? Wait, whoa, whoa.
Four with C-Mac.
You got Bosa? C-Mac?
No, I'm saying on offense.
C-Mac is the highest paid running back.
Kittle is the highest paid tight end. A Debo making probably top 10 money.
Trent Williams, and now you second about to get highest paid tackle.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And you know what you call him going to be looking for some money, the quarterback.
Who that? Oh, yeah. Oh, the quarterback. Purdy got one more year, right? One more year?
Yes.
One more, and then they got to visit him. They ain't got no choice. They don't have no choice.
Yeah,
I hate when they play games. And listen, another team that's I love my Bengals. But let's stop playing with T. Higgins like that.
You're gonna trade him. You're not gonna pay him, Ocho.
You're not gonna pay him.
You don't have no money to pay him.
Stop playing. He's very deserving. I love my Bengals. I love Mike Brown. I love everything they've done for me.
Go ahead and trade him and get a third round pick for him and keep it moving.
Because you can't pay him.
You're not going to pay T. Higgins. You're not going to pay Jamar Chase what he's looking for. Somewhere between $29 and $32 million.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Burrow making $50-plus million. Mm-hmm. You're not finna pay no other. You're not finna pay another skill position player $28
million. Mm-hmm.
So you got basically $100 million. Oh, so in other words, you're going to have $100 million
tied up in three players. Three players. You're not.
That ain't happening.
You're not. And
so just go ahead and trade him. He upset. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to play on the franchise tag. Mm-hmm. He wants a security. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what I don't get by the owner. The player, see, y'all need to think like I be thinking. Fox ain't do no one-year deal with them. ESPN ain't do no one-year deal. NBC, CBS, they don't do no one-year deal.
Oh, no.
They got 10 mofo years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm supposed to be happy with 1 year. You ain't take no TV deal. I guarantee, show me the deal that the NFL has done with any partner that's for 1 year.
Yeah.
The deals are at least five, ten.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix, they did a Netflix deal, 10 years. The CB with the TV deal, mm-hmm. 10 years.
Yep.
But hey, we give y'all 1 year, be happy. But you know what? You make it top five. No. We'll give you the same amount of money, but we want to do it year to year. And if you do, if the ratings are not up, hey, the ratings were kind of down this year. And I know we paid y'all, y'all probably made about 12, 10 billion. The ratings were down, so we need some of that. We're not going to be able to do that. They're not going for that?
Nah. Never that. But listen, I love T. I wish there was a way, hypothetically speaking, that we could make it work. And then you got people, this is Twitter as general. Oh my goodness, there's a chance we might get Justin Jefferson and Chase.
So you're going to have two receivers making $30 million, so $60 million in receivers and a $50 million quarterback.
Come on now, man. Like, sometimes I want to engage and say something like, come on. Can we be realistic, please? We talk about two of the premier receivers that are up for contracts that are commanding top dollar, and both of them waiting to see who go first.
Yes.
You already know what time it is.
Yes.
Well, hell,
everybody waiting.
If you get 30, I'm getting 31. Well, if you get,
and CD, over there, like, okay, go ahead. Okay. All three are playing double dutch. Okay,
yeah.
They wait for one of them to jump in, and when the other one jump in, then
I'm overlapping.
Yes, Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. But again, as far as T is concerned, he deserves top dollar, and they don't have the room to give it to him. They need to allow him to maybe draft day. It might happen draft day, you know. And the same thing goes with Brandon Ayuk. There's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to go back and forth with agents about if there's no traction or any motion based on. Because you have so many other players on offense already tied up contractually, let Brandon go. Let him go because there are teams that are going to pay him top dollar that can use him. They can use his services.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top
not
of it.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Ocho, the hard thing is for an organization to assess is a receiver somewhere else. He's been a number two, and you say, well, he's a number one. They're not sending coverage towards T. Higgins. Mm-hmm. Chase getting that. He is. Oh,
okay. I like where you went with that. I'm glad, you know how it is.
When they come out there, oh, we got the Bengals, they ain't saying, well, you know what? We're going to take our best corner. We're going to put him on what you call him, and then we're going to help the coverage over the top. They say, find number one, locate one, and then we're going to play football after that.
I like that you did that. But again, there are very few teams in NFL, very few teams where you have two number ones on the field. And when I look at Chase and I look at T. Higgins, we got two different type of receivers that get the job done in two different ways. But right. I don't see T as a number two. I see both of them as two number ones that do the job differently, different type of skill sets, different type of players altogether. But I do see them as two number ones.
A lot of times, Ocho, what we've seen happen more times than not, we've seen twos go get number one money and it doesn't work out. We saw it with Alvin Harper. We saw it with Peerless. Huh?
But let's talk about this. When Chase was injured, what did T. Higgins do?
You talk about five games. I need to see this over a course of a season because you wouldn't allow someone to say, well, dude had five bad games. If I told you, say, dude had five bad games, you say, man, that's only five games. Man, there's 17 games in a season. But listen, you going to give me five?
This is what you do. The small sample size that I did see where T. Higgins was the number one, he showed up and he showed out. He was available. He was on point. He was consistent. Hell, even when Joe Burrow was down and Browning was a quarterback, T. Higgins was still consistent. Was still, when the opportunities came his way, he still made the plays. To me, someone that you can count on consistently no matter what, and the offense can still go through him and you don't miss a beat, to me, that is a number one. Now, I saw no sign.
You got to put him on a team.
Yeah.
And there is no chase. And there is no chase coming back. Mm-hmm. He's got to be the defense. Because we've seen it. We've seen guys be number twos elsewhere. Right. Twos behind elsewhere. Michael Irvin. Be two. And then they go elsewhere places, to be.
Okay, yeah. But T's not that based on
when
his skill set. Hey,
when you get that boy dog every week, when you get the Jalen Ramseys, when you get the Pat Sertan, when you get the Sauce Gardeners, when you get the what's the dude? Diggs.
Yeah.
When you get those guys and you get them every single week.
I like that. Well, you just got excited.
You never getting a two or a three. You getting one every week.
I like that. I got goosebumps.
Exactly.
I got goosebumps. It
ain't no rest for the weary.
I got goosebumps. Because everybody you just named right now, Jair Alexander.
Jair. Lattimore.
Sauce Gardner. Lattimore.
Pat Sertan. Look
at this work. Pat Sertan. Boy, I turn your motherfucking number two jersey upside down, boy. Come play with me.
Who else?
Give me somebody else.
McDuffie? Jalen Ramsey. From Kansas City.
Jalen Ramsey. You know what time it is, boy. Fins up, boy. I'm not the one. Give me somebody else. Let me talk shit to these niggas. Diggs. I hope you're coming back healthy. If you want some work this season, let me know. I get you right. Come, who else? Give me somebody else.
I just named 10 corners, but 10. I mean, we got
all 10 of you motherfuckers, nigga. C-Lo, nigga. Get some.
Sean Payton not stressing over the Broncos quarterback situation since releasing Russell Wilson earlier this month. The Broncos haven't signed a replacement nor improved their draft position to give them a better chance to select a franchise quarterback at the position. That inactivity might have created a level of concern for the fan base, but Sean Payton made it clear that the acquisition period is far from complete. I'd rather the angst be now than in September, October, Payton said. You know why he ain't stressed? He got 5 years, $100 million.
Yeah,
he got four more years at $80 million. So what's there to be stressed about? Right. I'm going to get my money, rent, lose, or draw.
Yeah, that too. But of course, he better be stressed. He better be stressed the way you just sent Russell Wilson down to Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. The way y'all cut the lease very short. Without allowing him a third year to evolve with the offense. You didn't like Russell Wilson, but now all of a sudden you don't have a quarterback and you understand this is a quarterback league. You had Drew Brees in New Orleans. You understand how important the quarterback position is for your offense to go. But you're not stressed? Shit me. Boy, you stressed? You stressed? Who's the quarterback for the Denver Broncos right now?
They got Jared Stidham. And they got, they got somebody. Did Stidham? I thought they had somebody else on there. They got one other guy, but he's not good. Jared Stidham not good either.
That's not
if
nice,
he's good, he's
that,
still.
That's not
because
nice.
Remember, he's supposed to be the guy that replaced Ben DiNucci.
Oh, Ben DiNucci. Hey, babe, goddamn Ben DiNucci. That's my boy. I remember Ben, boy. Good dude there. Good dude.
He good and terrible.
Good dude. But listen. Oh, he's stressed because when them boos start to ringing out at Mile High Stadium, week one, week two, and any other week after that, because you don't have a quarterback and the fans grow frustrated, what you think going to happen?
Hell, I'm going frustrated too.
What you think going to happen? And you got ownership that really doesn't have a football background. They have a background in business.
Mm-hmm. And I know they want to win.
Yeah. And you know, the way they think you can win as they do in business is you just throw money out there. That's not the way it works.
No.
It takes time. And before you take time, not only with time, you need a goddamn quarterback to build a team around. And then you go from there. They don't have that. You let one walk because you didn't have the goddamn patience. But that's neither here nor there. But he's worried.
Well, you need to go to a hospital if you want patience. They filled with patience. Hey, in pro sports, there ain't no patience, bro. I don't know the head you talking about.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
I don't know the head you talking about. Ocho, Shohei Ohtani addresses gambling scandal, and the NBA opens an investigation into Jante Porter. On Monday afternoon after Dodger Stadium, Shohei Ohtani, accompanied by a new interpreter, read a statement in which he denied betting on baseball or any other sport, asking anyone to do so on his behalf. He also said his former interpreter placed bets without Ohtani's knowledge, stole money from his account, failed to communicate to Ohtani that members of the media were inquired about the wire transfer, and falsely told a representative for Ohtani had paid off his debt. Ohtani added that he's beyond shocked and they're assisting in the ongoing investigation and that he would let his lawyers handle matters from here on out. He did not take any questions. Hold up, two-part question. And now Raptors' Jante Porter is subject to an NBA gambling investigation out versus the net. At issue are prop bets involving Porter from games from January 26th to March 20th. In a game January 26th against the Clippers, there was increased betting interest on the under for Porter's props. That evening, Porter played just 4 minutes before leaving the game because of what the Raptors said was an aggravation of an eye injury that he had suffered 4 days earlier. The next day, as part of the daily report, the user on the betting results, DraftKings Sportsbook, stated that under Porter's three-pointers, well, the next day a week. The next day, as a part of daily report to the users on the betting site, DraftKings Sportsbook stated that under Porter's three-pointers was the biggest money winners for bettors in any NBA player prop bets from the game that evening. Porter played 19 minutes 2 days later, scored 12 points with 7 rebounds and 3 assists on March 20th against the Sacramento Kings. Porter played just 3 minutes before exiting what Raptors said was an illness and did not return. He did not score, attempted and missed one shot, and had 2 rebounds. Sportsbooks had his over-under set at 7.5 points, 5.5 rebounds. The next day, DraftKings reported in a media release, Porter prop bets were number one moneymaker for an NBA for that night in the NBA. Ocho, I know you don't really gamble like that, but I used to gamble a little bit.
Right.
I used to gamble a lot.
Right.
If you go to the casino and you're playing cards,
right,
and they think you're counting the cards, they throw your ass out. Remember how I told you, Ocho? They're not building those casinos with winners' money. They're building casinos with losers' money.
Right.
They don't like to lose. Now, all of a sudden, the under on you is made the bettors the most money of any game on prop bets the night. One night you leave early. The next night, a couple of days later, you leave early again. And all the money on the prop bets happen to be on you. I wonder what DraftKings thinking. Like, well, damn, either we must be the unluckiest or these guys can't scale a prop bet for us. Hey, NBA, check this out. On the prop bets, when we put these things on Jante Porter, you know what's happening? He leaving the game early and we losing our you know what. NBA said, let us get in on it. Let's see what's going on.
What? Wait, so is he betting on himself in this situation?
He might not be bet, but he might be telling other people. Remember what I told you, you can't bet on yourself in pro sport.
Ah, so he telling other people and he taking a cut. He taking a percentage of what?
It looks suspicious.
Right.
I'm not saying he's doing that, but it looks suspicious to the gambling site.
Right.
That you play in 19, that you play in X amount of minutes, and you always stay, and everybody is on your bet, they going under and they hitting this thing every time.
But I'm confused. If he wouldn't get the same amount of minutes,
he not. Remember, he leaving the game early.
How can he leave the game early? I thought the coach has to sub you out.
He played 4 minutes. He played 9 minutes. What you mean, how?
Is he really getting hurt?
All I'm saying is that they're saying when we set the prop bet on a number of points and rebounds, he's always, they're betting on him and they're always going under. And every night, that's the biggest winner, his prop.
Damn, so he playing crazy, huh? He must not be one of the big $120 million players then.
Mm-mm.
Okay. God damn,
Do you think you can get away with this, Ocho? Do you know the same way those guys, remember those guys with having those prop bets in Detroit and Calvin Ridley?
Do you know
they want to keep that relationship with the NFL?
Yeah.
They want to keep these relationships with these sports teams.
Right.
You actually think they about to let you come in there and win? First of all, like for Calvin Ridley, I still don't understand what Calvin Ridley was thinking. I'm making $11 million and I'm betting $50. I'm betting $50.
Yeah.
Hey, Ocho, how about I do this, Ocho? I'm going to give you a chance. I'm going to give you you got $10 million. I'm going to let you risk it all to win $100.
Shit me.
I thought it was supposed to be the other way around. Yeah. He hustling backwards. Mm. Like my grandpa used to tell me, boy, you selling your money. He had to be.
Yeah.
I don't get this. But, bruh, you don't think that's suspicious? If he'd have stayed in the game, they probably wouldn't have thought anything. Mm. But it just so happened those nights on the under, the most money was made by people betting the under. He had the Yin Yang Twins get low.
Yeah, he tripping. Obviously, I hear what you're saying. I'm picking up what you're putting down, but I don't quite understand it because I don't gamble. I got somewhat of a sense.
I'll tell you what. This how it is. Okay, the over under is Ocho Cinco to have 6.5 catches. Ocho Cinco played the first 3 minutes of the ball game, and he's out. Now they done bet about $500 to $1 million that Ocho Cinco gonna go under the 6.5 catches. Okay, boom, one time. Okay, they got another bet, Ocho Cinco, to have 6, 7.5 catches.
Right.
Ocho Cinco played 5 minutes. He out of the game. And the most money on the unders that day on Sunday was Ocho Cinco under both times.
Okay. Now we talking. Now you put it in the football terminology. Now I get where you're going. I get where you're going there. All right, I got you.
They used to see an Ocho playing 45, saying 50, 60 snaps.
Yeah, that's me.
Now all of a sudden, Ocho playing 12 snaps.
Nah, that ain't me.
Don't you know all the hard work these people do studying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
What that defense is, what you do, your run pass, what they good at, mm-hmm. red zone, all that stuff. They got people studying it.
Right.
That's also why they released the injury report. Because what if they didn't release the injury report and the trainer or the trainer's wife or the trainer's kid? Mm. Hey, you know Ocho ain't playing today. Mm. Woo! Hey, give me such and such and the under.
Hey, that's too much. That's too much. God damn, that's too much, man. For those of you in the chat that gamble, that understand all this, the over, the under, the spread, the point, the money line, and all that stuff. I know, God bless y'all, man. I don't see how y'all do it, man.
Yeah.
Hey, Uncle, I lose $20. I lose $20. You ain't finna see me no more. That goddamn rail. Oh my God.
Rail gonna get her money back.
What? That goddamn blackjack table? At that blackjack table? Man, I don't be knowing what she's talking about. She be doing like this, and then she do like that, or man.
She said here. She do like this. She say hit her when she.
Listen, all I know is she trying to beat the dealer. I know it's 21, and she understands.
Closer to 21 without going over.
Man, listen, we was in Vegas for Super Bowl, and I sat there and watched that lady play goddamn blackjack for 2 hours, and mind you, you ain't spending my motherfucking money. She's spending her own money. 2 hours. I had my cigar and my coffee, and I'm looking at the time, and I'm tweeting. I'm like, she really like that.
But you gotta realize,
and I don't want to be rude, because that's not my place. Because mm-hmm. I don't gamble, so I don't really understand those that like to do it. I don't want to like infiltrate that space and overstep my boundary. You know, if that's something you like to do. Well, you know what? It's cool. Long as it ain't got nothing to do with me. And you ain't spending none of my money. Because mm-hmm. I want to be in control. If I lose something, I want to be the one to lose it. I don't want to put it in the hand of nobody else. And I'd be like, damn, now it's gone.
But here's the thing, though, Ocho. You say $20. What if 10,000 people betting $20 on the under? What if 50,000 people betting $20 on the under? Mm. Now you see how that $20 add up. Because you're not the only one. So what if somebody say, hey, man, oh, really? I'm gonna bet $5,000 on the under.
$5,000? What if you bet $5,000 on the under and you hit, what you get back?
It all depends on what it is. You might get, considering who it is, you right. might get $6,500, $7,500, $8,500.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but hold on. What if 50? What if 1,000 people hit? Are you? Because you're not the only one betting that.
So that means the casino got to pay out all them people that hit.
Got to pay out all of that.
Ooh.
And remember, they don't build casinos with winners' money.
Right.
They build
right.
casinos with losers' money. They like winning. Mm. There's a reason why. When the last time you saw a clock on the wall at a hotel, at a casino? They want you to lose track of time.
Right.
And you notice why it's hard for you to get drowsy? They keep pumping that fresh oxygen in there. Ooh, man, I ain't getting tired at all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and before you know it, you talk about 2 hours. Rail didn't realize it was 2 hours. It felt like it was 20, 30 minutes to her.
Listen, I had to say something. And you know who was sitting with her for 1 hour? Goddamn nigga, Dougie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, man, what is y'all doing? Man, Dougie left. And I'm thinking, when Doug get up, okay, that would be her cue. Okay, let me get up. Hell, she stayed there another hour and 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. See?
Like, I mean, what are we doing?
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.